Welcome to our listener podcast series where we are introducing you to your Toowoomba Regional Council candidates and giving you a little bit of an idea of what they stand for and who they are. And this time we are introducing you to Shell McIntyre. Good morning, Shell.
Good morning, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Okay, we start with our first question, the same question that we have for everybody. 2 minutes to answer on each of these next five questions. And the first question is simply, why are you running for a seat on council and what do you bring to the table?
Okay, Lee. Well, I ran in the 2020 election because I had big ideas about community that I thought no one was really picking up on. Now, I haven't seen too much change since, but that could be a visibility issue. I come with different experience. I grew up in Brisbane. My formative years were through the 80s, and I watched Brisbane grow from a country town to the sharp, modern city destination that we see today. Now, there is so much potential in this region, but we have to have effective leadership to govern for all and to corral our possibilities for success. Now, division sets us apart, and I am all for bringing our community together and working towards improvement always. I'm a musician, a qualified artist, and working horticulturalist, but I also have a background in public service. I spent over a decade in the ATO interpreting income tax and sales tax legislation as a basis for all action in those areas. Now, my acumen for legislation has led me to become an assistant for people taking unfair dismissal action to the Fair Work Commission. I am a great all-rounder, and community and people are at the forefront of my interest here. I've been doing things from my own motivation since I was a teenager. I don't like to sit back and complain. I want to be involved and doing things. I want everyone to succeed. My big four areas for improvement here are public transport, arts, community and tourism. These overlooked areas could form the basis of a plan to really take us to the future as a destination on the map. You know, last year, Toowoomba was voted shit town of 2023. Now, is that where we really want to be? Townsville won it 2 years running prior to that. And we really have to pick up our pace and accommodate this ever-changing world. And I think I've got the experience and know how to do it.
Question number two. What, in your opinion, is the number one issue facing the Toowoomba region right now?
Okay, now running for election is very interesting because you really learn a lot. What works have been completed and how councillors have contributed through their allocated portfolios. One thing I've picked up this round is that there is a high amount of councils now running in deficit. That is, incoming finances cannot cover outgoings. Now, change is inevitable, right? It's the only factor that stays the same. We have to adapt with it, and the trick is to how to bring people to that understanding so they can also contribute in a positive manner. The region is growing and we are going to face challenges with water supply. That is a big one on the list. And that is going to cost whichever way it goes. We are going to have to look at how we can cut expenses in areas so that we are not wasting money and how we can bring greater wealth to the region so that we can contribute to the finance pool. It's one thing to keep increasing costs through rates and business contributions, but ultimately, is that really caring for our community? If we can foster opportunities for wealth creation, we can better deal with those higher costs, which are not going to go away.
Our third question, on the other end of the scale, what opportunities do you see that there are for the Toowoomba region over the next 4 years?
Oh, we have very tangible opportunities for positive change in this region. Last election now, I raised the Wellcamp Entertainment Precinct as a possible site for festivals to attract tourism and wealth to the region. Now, the Wellcamp project, that had been shelved for many years, then 6 months after the election, it was back on the table. Now, I believe that was because I brought attention to it and because the region showed their immense support for cars and also the facility. We are desperate here for new infrastructure and something for the people to actually engage in. It's all fast food and retail shopping. Those are way down on my list and offer no real nourishment. I was quite aware of the gaping hole that Easterfest left when it finished up in 2015 and how that affected small business in a negative way. That festival, it brought in 20,000 spenders to the region. Two major festivals per year really provides a safety net, especially now costs have risen so dramatically. Increased tourism provides opportunity for new business, jobs and talents to erupt because demand is increased. The Wellcamp site offers multiple opportunities throughout the year, not one event but many. And now the state election is looming and we could get a change of government and there have been threats to the funding. Now, why are we not out loud and proud about supporting this? I mean, we don't even have to pay for it. The Wagners are investing nearly $200 million and it will really put us on the map. The whole region would benefit. Council Operations CEO Brian Pidgeon said in 2021, after succeeding against litigation over infrastructure levy charges, that the council would continue to work with the Wagners as developers. I'd like to see that. We need to work together to build the region or we all fail.
Our fourth question. Toowoomba is more than just the Garden City. So how would you go about representing the greater region?
Oh, there is always a lot of talk at election time over the regions being left out. Toowoomba is to Brisbane like the regions are to the city service area here. Now, some candidates have been talking about a formal split back towards wards, so there is representation across all areas, but that would be expected to cost around $200,000, another big expense. I say, why not allocate a region along with portfolio, a person for representation and point of connection from within council to outlying areas? It seems to me that communication here is a big problem. It is scattered. You can say, look at the council website or find it on social media, but that's difficult and disjointed to understand what is happening in our own backyard. I've proposed an information hub from within council, a dedicated unit to collect and disseminate information both from council and groups within the area, including the outer region, about what is happening, what works are being completed and what events are scheduled and what is needed for success. You could put any youth in there, you know, and they would have the social media organised and running across multiple platforms and we could have real transparency and valuable information. I'm certainly pushing tourism. I believe we could take our country, we do take our country living for granted and that we underestimate our value in a fast-paced, ever-modernising world. We are so close to Brisbane, yet we're still so country. We have the space for big action and we need to be proud of what we have to show. The outer regions need to know what's happening in their area and that it's actually seen and supported. A representative inside council could ensure that and also interact with and coordinate community volunteers so that needs are addressed and met.
Our fifth question. It's an inevitable cost that is going to face the Toowoomba Regional Council. Would you support raising rates to help pay for the Crestbrook Dam upgrade?
Now, rising rates are definitely inevitable at this point. We are not going to go backwards on those ones. What we need to do is ensure that there are opportunities and inspiration to create wealth, because if people get pushed to the wall, the whole thing will be headed to collapse. Small business may cease to exist entirely and we will be more divided and broke than ever. So successful community works together for common goals. We need to upgrade the Crestbrook Dam for safety, sure, and we will have to pay for that. But right now, we could be educating our people for cost savings and fiscal management as their part in the equation. Now, I pay over $7,000 in rates, yet I'm still only going to put my bin out if it is full, not every week, just because I have the right to do so. Or, you know, you could put your bag in your neighbour's part full bin. I run worm farms at home, which takes all cardboard, scraps and clippings. I figure if more people consciously took some kind of action, we could make savings across many areas. Education is key, and I refer back to that internal information hub because sometimes you need to see the idea.
And finally, just an opportunity for you to tell people about anything you'd like to know about you, your platform, or the region.
Okay, Lee, thanks for having me again. Now, I am an independent thinker and I have always taken action to remedy deficits that are around me. I'm not affiliated with any political party or any policy group. I've been doing things in community since I was a teenager. I'm here for me because I like success around me, and I'm here for community because we are the ones to get it happening, and I believe in people. We have to look for the future, to the future, not just for water, but to take a holistic approach to how we heal our problems and how we can move forward sustainably, both financially and psychologically. Okay, Shell Michelle McIntyre, I am one of seven women running, fifth last on the ballot. I am right in front of Kerry. Now, you can find out more information on what I've done and what I can contribute to this council on my Facebook page. That's Shell McIntyre for Toowoomba Region. I'm also on other platforms, including Instagram and at Shell Michelle on TikTok. So all my information's right there, Lee, and I encourage people to get out there and have a look at what people are offering.
Shell McIntyre, thank you.